Star 94.1, and we welcome Dr. Sam Chan to Star 94.1. How are you, Dr. Chan?
I'm doing wonderful, and good to talk to you, Mr. Ellison.
And it's great to talk to you, man of God, and you've been doing some wonderful things over the years. So it's a pleasure just to talk to you, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you as well. I was in your neighborhood just last week. No, this week, speaking for Dr. Kim Brown.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, you know, I'm there all the time with Bishop Courtney Macbeth.
Right.
Yes.
So it's just a pleasure. It's like being home. We welcome you home, Dr. Chan.
And listen, as much as I travel, anywhere I am is home.
That sounds great. You have a new book.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us about that. The title of your book is?
The title of the book is Ladder Focus. Ladder Focus. What happened, Mr. Ellison, is that our book that I wrote before that was called the one... Actually, two before that is called What's Shaking Your Ladder, in which I talk about 15 challenges that all leaders face. And the first chapter in there was about focus, how difficult it is for leaders all over in whatever walk of life they might be in to keep their focus. And I got such strong response back on that whole subject of focus that I chose to write a book called Ladder Focus with six things that all leaders have to keep their focus on, and I call it ladder focus.
You mentioned six things. Out of those six things, is there one thing more prominent than the other?
Well, not really. It's like asking which wing of the airplane is more important. You know, yeah, I'm a married man, so I got to keep my focus on my wife. I am a father, so I got to keep a focus on my children. I'm a grandfather. I've got to keep a focus on my granddaughter. I am a consultant, so I've got to keep a focus on my clients. And now, at different times in our life, different avenues receive more focus. But at the end of the day, I have to keep a focus on all of them.
What makes a great leader?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. I would imagine that there'll be as many answers as there are people you'll talk to, but I think a great leader starts with heart, passion, fire in their belly. You can have a lot of people with a lot of knowledge, but they might not be your leaders, but they will be people who can do a few things. I think it all has to start with heart. We talk about the four C's in there of a leader. We talk about character. We talk about competency. We talk about chemistry. And we talk about capacity. And so the first one, which is character, asks the question, can I trust you? Competency asks the question, can you do the job? Chemistry asks the question, do you fit our culture? And capacity asks the question, can you grow with us? So once the passion and heart is there, those are the four C's that can help us create a matrix of some nature to see where a person might be as a leader.
Our guest is Dr. Samuel Chan, the book, Ladder Focus. Dr. Chan, you mentioned the four C's. Can you be a good leader if you have three of those four C's, or do you have to have all of those four C's?
You have to have all of them. So let's review those one more time. Character. Can you have a leader without character? No.
No.
The second one is competency. Can you have a leader who can't do the job? The answer is no. The third one is chemistry. Can you have a leader who can't get along with people? No. And the fourth one is capacity. Can you have a leader who can't grow? And the answer is no. So all four of those are critical to examining a leader, and they are just essentials. Otherwise, for example, if chemistry is missing, if I have character, if I have competency, but I don't have chemistry, you have known of people, Mr. Elgin, that you give them a job to do, and they can get the job done really, really well. But in the process of getting the job done, they will run over people, create more issues for you, because they don't have chemistry and they don't fit the culture. And that is why, you know, I always tell people we hire people for what they know, but we fire them for who they are. And there's a big difference because the what is in the resume, the who is in the heart.
Right. Dr. Chan, who are you targeting with this book? Are you only targeting leaders, or can a layperson get anything from your book, Ladder Focus?
Well, it is really written as a crossover book for everybody. Leaders in corporate America are using this, and leaders in churches are using this, and lay leaders are using it on their jobs. For example, if I could just give you an overview of the six things that I talk about in that book. The first one is called personal focus. Second is platform focus. Third is people focus. Fourth is program focus. Fifth is procedural focus. And sixth is problem focus. The first one is personal focus, in which we talk about how to keep your heart in the game. You know, after a while, it is hard to keep the heart in the game, and some people call it burnout. Some people call it my season is over, but keeping heart in the game is a personal focus. The second one is platform focus, which helps us to understand how to communicate and maintain your vision. I know great visionary leaders who have the vision but have a difficult time casting that vision. So this is a strong chapter in which I have it broken down into step-by-step process of how do you create a vision, how do you cast a vision. And the next one is people focus, how to develop leaders. I think we have done a great job of training leaders, but have not done a good job of developing leaders. Because training focuses on a task, but development focuses on people. And then the next step is program focus, how to keep everyone vision-centered so everyone on the bus knows where we are going. So if the bus is going to Chicago, everybody knows that we're going to Chicago. Not like a lot of churches or corporations where you're on the bus, something going to Chicago, something going to Miami, something going to Virginia Beach, something going to Kansas City, but how to keep everyone vision-centered. The fifth chapter is what we call procedural focus, how to grow a fit and trim organization. Because unless we have a good organizational structure under us, our procedures really will come back to kill us. And the last one is very important, called problem focus. How to stay on target in a crisis. You know, none of us are exempt from crisis and trauma and tribulations in life. Doesn't matter where you might be. You might be working out of your basement. You might have a job. You might be a CEO, a pastor. But when crisis comes, the first thing we do is we lose focus. And so that is why I wrote this book, to let people know that there are different areas that we need to have a focus on and how to do that. It's a very practical book. Every chapter is full of 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That's points for everything, how to do it step by step.